God is calling you to, where you're going, then the power will be realized in your life. It will be released in your life if you begin to step in the direction of His will. God honors His will. So when you step into the direction of His will, God's power will be there. And so it's not about just being powerful, right? It's so that God can put us in a position where He can show up, manifest His glory, and see people come, amen, to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We need to be soul winning. We need to be reaching people for Christ. So God gives us His power, amen, so that He will reveal Himself to people. And I love it when we have miracles in church, amen? But it's harder sometimes to have miracles in the choir than it is for people out there. Come on. Sometimes it's harder for you and I to believe for ourselves even than it is for somebody else. And God gave us these gifts as also signs to the unbeliever. Tongues is a sign to the unbeliever. So that when we pray for people out there, when we talk to them, you know what? If God speaks to you and says, pray for somebody, He's going to show up. And we've just got to take the risk, amen, to step out of the boat. Jesus said, do this. When we do that, He meets us in that place. There are people that are waiting. They're there. And God, I mentioned, we're like a bunch of people in a salt shaker. God just salts us, you know. He puts us out there into the world in different places. So we'll be salt and light. But we can't be salt and light if we're living like the devil and we're not in prayer, amen? We're not watching what comes out of this mouth. We've got to be salt and light because we're full of the Holy Spirit. And we are aligning our conversation with heaven. With what God is saying, that's what we're saying. We're declaring what He's already revealed to us as His will. And I believe it is His will that none perish, but that all come to repentance. I believe it's God's will that His people be in health. I believe it's God's will that His people have enough food to eat, amen? They have a roof over their head. I believe it's God's will to heal the sick. I don't believe it's God's will for His people to be depressed and bent, amen? And oppressed and miserable. You're going to go through some periods of that. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy is supposed to be the result. It's not supposed to be a perpetual night. Are you with me? God wants to break us free, set us free. If we are free, we can help others get free. Come on. The devil lies to us and he says, that's who you are. He tries to tell you sometimes that a problem you're having is your identity, you see. Well, you're an alcoholic. They stand up in AA meetings and say, I'm an alcoholic. Why are you saying that? If you're a believer in Yeshua, in Jesus, you're not an alcoholic. You're a soul that has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And even though we may have problems and physical problems, don't speak those things over your life. Don't declare those things. Declare the blessings of God. Declare, amen, the promises of God's Word. That we may prosper and our soul will prosper. Amen? That we be in health. That my God shall supply all my needs. I don't know how. But what are my needs? My need is to make sure I have enough food to eat, right? I've got a roof over my head. That's a need. So no matter what happens this year coming ahead, and we're going into some turbulent waters, we need to understand that our God is with us, He's for us, and He's going to see us through every situation. He's going to provide for us supernaturally. There's always a way with God, because He is the way. He is the way. Thank you, Lord. The Lord wants to give us wisdom and revelation. He wants to reveal to each one of us who we are, what my call is, what my destiny is. He wants to make that clear. And He also gives wisdom so that we know how to walk it out. Amen? Knowledge is good, but knowledge by itself is not enough. We need wisdom so that we know how to implement. All right? We know how to put into practice what we're learning. We know how to live it. So God is the one who gives wisdom. And He also gives us the instruction. Revelation. And what God wants to do is He wants to reveal Himself to us. He wants us to know Him. Because when we know Him, then we know His voice. And no matter what's happening in our lives, we can hear the voice of the shepherd. And we'll hear that still small voice behind us saying, "What? This is the way." You will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." We've got to refine that. We've got to focus in, amen, on Jesus. Seeking His face, hearing His voice, knowing His plan, knowing His purpose for my life, knowing what my destiny is. Because if I know where I'm going, then I'll understand the process of getting there as I acknowledge Him in every day. Are you with me? If we are going to be a church that is winning souls, in fact, that is the purpose of every church, hello.
That's right. That's right, Pastor.
What part of Matthew 28 don't we realize, right, or understand? We need to be winning people for Jesus. And we are praying also because God also by the Spirit, amen, begins to break up the fallow ground and prepare hearts. And we pray over territories. We pray over cities. We're praying over our city that God is going to stir it up. And we had a word this morning, and Judy had shared that word, that God is saying that He's going to be bringing them in. He says, you're not even going to have to look for ministry because this year it's going to happen in such a way that they're just going to be pouring in. And everybody's going to have plenty of work to do. And so God wants us to be ready, to be prayerful, to be alert, to wake up. To wake up out of slumber. Cast off that spirit of slumber. Get out of the junk that is distracting us away from our purpose. To make Christ known in the earth. God wants to reveal to us that which was hidden. Unveiling our hearts. We need to know how to apply the truth. How many know, remember what truth is? Jesus is the truth. Remember Coca-Cola? It's the real thing. Jesus is the real thing. He's real. And folks, do you see the importance of us being connected to that word in John 15:2 about abiding also? Abiding in Christ. If we do that, then there will be fruit. It's not an if, it's a will be. And the world has to see the evidence of the kingdom. Amen? In us. We need to be reflectors of the glory of God. I love that illustration of the sun and the moon as the moon faces the sun, you know. The sun stays there. I mean, it doesn't move. But as the moon begins to face the sun, it becomes fuller and fuller until there's a full moon. And it lights up the night. So our believers, we are to light up the night. Light up the darkness. And we cannot light up the darkness unless we are looking full in His wonderful face. People of His presence. When we walk into a room, folks, we should be so inundated, so filled, so saturated with Christ that it shifts the atmosphere. Even as Peter, as he even walked by, his shadow itself was healing people. I believe God wants us to be there. Because we're living in desperate times. And God is looking for someone who will walk with Him, who will obey His voice, who will do what He tells them to do. Payday is coming. Payday's coming. You may not see it right now, but payday's coming. The day is coming when we're all going to see Jesus. Every one of us. So what are we doing with what we've been entrusted with? Are we just flaunting it to say, look how spiritual I am? Or are we out there, amen, engaging in the battle? That word tonight as well. We are warriors. We're warriors. We're in a war. We cannot be passive. We've got to be aggressive for Christ. We cannot be aggressive if we're not full of the power of God. He gives us boldness. The Holy Spirit does. When you have your armor on, you have confidence in who you are. Come on. When we're clothed, we have confidence. Amen? I believe we've got to be very careful this year, too, that we don't give the devil any territory. As we make, amen, as we gain ground, we have to plant our feet firmly and say, we're not going back. We're not losing this. We're going forward. We are going to destroy the works of the devil, just like Jesus told us to do. We should not constantly be living on the defensive, stomping out this, stomping out that, preoccupied with the little foxes that are nipping at our heels. Amen? We need to stay on focus. What is our purpose? To preach the gospel, to win souls, to make disciples of all nations, to disciple nations. That's our purpose. If we are fearful, then get in God's presence until there's no fear left. Pray through. Pray through. Pray through. Break that stuff off. You shout to God if you have to. Pray through. Until you are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And then, it's no longer I that liveth, like Paul said. But Christ will be known. He'll be seen. It's not by might nor power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Acts 5:32. We are witnesses to these things. He was talking about the resurrection and the exaltation of Jesus Christ. And so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him. You want revival in your personal life? Start obeying God. Pretty simple, right? Not necessarily easy, but it's simple. Start obeying God. And you'll have His favor. You'll have the power of the Holy Spirit. When you're in the assignment of God, doing what He tells you to do, He's going to be backing it up all the way. He's simply standing there waiting and saying, when are you going to go? I've already told you what to do. We're praying for the great revelation from heaven. He said, I already told you what to do. You just need to step out. As you step out, I'll back up my word. I've already given you my word. Okay. We are a team. We work together as a team. Everyone pulling in the same direction. You know, we can't be pulling this way and that way, and I've got this idea and I've got that idea. We've got to be pulling in the same direction. And folks, the vision for this church is pretty simple. It's Matthew 28. It's go and make disciples of all nations. Amen. We want to get the gospel out. We want to get it to people. Amen. We want to get people saved. We want to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost. And we want to teach them to observe everything that He's taught us. We need to continue to reproduce. And when we're about this, which is the heart of God, there's going to be personal revival. When we are personally in revival, then corporately we are in revival. We come to church and we expect some man to bring revival to us. And sometimes it's simply the attitude we came with, oh, there's a revival tonight. Now all of a sudden we're believing God. Well, it's just going to be another Sunday service. Well, if that's your attitude, that's what you're going to get out of it. But if you come expecting and believing God, it's not about man, it's about Him. Hallelujah. John 14 and verse 15, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And what? I will pray the Father and He will give you another helper. That's the comfort of the Holy Spirit. That He may abide with you forever. There it is again. If you love me, do what? Keep my commandments. Do what I tell you to do. As we do what He tells us to do, His favor will be on us, just like a good son, amen, when he pleases his dad. Is that, son, you've done well. We're going out for ice cream tonight, you know? How many want God's favor? Now, if the thought of engaging people and talking to people about Jesus puts fear in your heart, you're going to have to deal with that fear. Come on. It's telling you that something needs to get broken in you. That thing has to be overcome in us, you see? Come on. And you know who's going to do it? The overcomer. Greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. That means greater is He in me than the fear that tries to stop me. That's what a lion does. You know, he roars to paralyze his prey, right? He puts fear in his prey to shut them down so they'll freeze. And it gives them that opportunity to pounce on them. The same thing the enemy does. He's like a roaring lion. He can't devour you, but he can bluff you. Or he can entice you to obey him. But he does not have legal authority in our lives unless we gave it to Him. He can't make you sin. No. He can't prevent you from fulfilling your destiny unless you let Him. And if there's an issue with fear, folks, I mean, it's the same old thing. It's nothing new. Amen. The Word of God is still true today, as is when it was written. That if we've got fear in our lives, you just need to get a hold of God. Because in His presence, there is no fear. As a matter of fact, there's fullness of joy. There's perfect love. And man, we can just walk, if we just walk in love. Amen? Walk in love towards one another. When we love one another, we don't give the enemy any room, right? We don't give him any place to cause division between us. And if you're sensing that, pray it through. Look for an opportunity. And let's be honest. Let's be real. Let's be open. Let's say we're family. We can't get away from each other. I hope you don't mind, but you're going to have to live with me forever too. Don't answer that. Yeah. I'll just be in another section, right, of heaven. Yeah. How many have ever thought about that, though, where there's been an offense in your life, a brother or sister or something, and then you're thinking, well, they're out of my life right now, temporarily, you know? Well, someday, eventually, we're going to run into each other again. Come on. How many have ever thought that way? I have. I do. And so I pray, God, I don't want anything in me that's not supposed to be there. I don't want any offense towards anyone. I want to love. And I don't want to be offended, because many will be offended. And because of iniquity, the love of many is growing cold today. The agape, that means in the church, there's a coldness. We've got to keep that thing off of us and get it out of us, so that we can walk in it with a pure heart, full of God's love, so we can together work for Jesus. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now this prayer from Ephesians chapter 1. If you turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 15. Therefore, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 15. I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. That's a good report. Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you. This is what I'm asking you to pray over your life every day this year. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, that we might know Him first, right? And that we may understand God's purpose. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding, the eyes of your heart, being enlightened. In other words, the light of God coming in and being turned on the inside. That you may know what is the hope of His calling. And that word calling means invitation. What are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints? How many know? How many are getting to know of these riches? God is revealing the treasure, amen, little by little to us. As we seek Him, as we pray, as we spend time in the Word, God reveals the secret things to us. He begins to turn more light on. Revelation is revealing that which was hidden. How many want to know that which was hidden? Amen? How many like a good mystery? How many like to watch a mystery and try to figure out? You know, to get the clues and put it all together and figure out what the end's going to be like? You know what? God is like that. He's a God that wants to be sought. And He's a God that is worthy to be sought because He's precious. And as we seek, we will find. If it's something precious, you will seek for it. Amen? If God is our desire, if He's our heart's desire, we will seek Him. And if we seek Him, He promises us that He will reveal Himself to us. He will reveal His purpose, His plan for our lives. He will reveal to us our destiny. He will begin to show us what His plan is for our future even. How many want to know that? How many would agree with me that's the most important question that needs to be answered? What is the will of God for my life? Nothing else should matter except that I know that I'm in the will of my Father. The day is coming when I'm going to see Jesus. I don't want Jesus to be disappointed. Amen? I want to have a good report. I want to... Like I heard someone say the other day, I want hell to know who I am and I want heaven to know who I am. So you say, Jesus I know, Peter I know, but who are you? The seven sons of Sceva. Remember the devil and that man jumped on him, beat him up? There were some Jewish exorcists that were trying to cast a demon out of a man. You say, Paul I know, Jesus I know, but who are you? And they beat him up. How many know that the devil should know who we are? And when we get up in the morning, you've heard it said, you know, he's going to say, oh no, they're up. And I see our Lord up there saying, go for it. Go for it. I got your back. I'll be there. Because you're doing what I told you to do. My heart is not that anyone would perish, but they'd all come to repentance. So we need our hearts enlightened. We need to pray this way and know what is the exceeding greatness of His dunamis, dynamic miracle power, verse 19. Toward us who believe, God wants us to be powerful so that we will manifest His kingdom. Amen? According to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in that which is to come. And He put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, that's Jesus, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. God is saying, I want you to know who you are. I want you to know the power that is invested in you. I want you to know of that Spirit that resides in you, that God has given us not a spirit of fear, but of what? Of power and of love and of a sound mind. We need to tap into Him. We need to be filled with Him. You're filled with Him when you come to a revelation of Him. When I know who He is and I know who I am in Him, then there's going to be a manifestation of the grace of God through our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When Ephesians chapter 4 says that when Jesus ascended on high, He gave gifts unto men. The purpose of the gift, amen, was not just so that we could feel good, but so that we would minister our gift one to another. There are gifts that are specific to the body of Christ that we work among ourselves here, amen? But there are also the gifts that God gives for the harvest, for the people that are out on the street, for the people that need the gospel. God will show up if we obey Him. Shabaronamaki. Hallelujah. Now, you don't have to answer this, but I want you to ask yourself this question. When I think about the commission, the great commission of our Lord and what He's called us to do, does that excite me? Do I get excited about the great commission? Because we should. And if we're not, there's something wrong, folks. Because that is the heart of Jesus. So what I want to suggest to us here is that we've got to be soul winners. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean you've got to go up and pull up a pulpit on the sidewalk. Okay? Necessarily. But if God tells you set up a pulpit on the sidewalk, do it. If He tells you to hand out tracts, do it. If He tells you to speak to that person in the grocery line, do it. And if you can't do that, then get it right here. Amen? Get full of the power of God so that it's not going to be a struggle. It's not going to be an issue. It's going to be something that I just can't wait to do. I want to do this. I'm looking for opportunities, are you? To share Jesus with people. Are we ready to do that? Are we ready to jump in the deep end in God's grace and so be filled? You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto Me. That means at home, amen, Judea, Jerusalem, and what? And Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. We need to be witnesses for Jesus. Okay, so, all right, here we go. There's a challenge. Like you haven't been challenged yet tonight. How many, knowing that we're family here tonight, right? And we don't have to be afraid. I hope you're not afraid of your brother or your sister. I hope you know you can be yourself, because there's no super Christians here, by the way. There's only one superstar, amen? And that doesn't mean, that means none of us are second class citizens either. We're all first class citizens in this kingdom. Because we have to be honest about our weaknesses. I don't like it, but I have to be honest about my weakness. If it's pointed out, if God sends somebody into my life to speak into an area of weakness, I receive it because I want to be better. I want to grow. I want to be stronger. Amen? We've got to come to a place where we're willing to put our pride down and to admit and confess that I'm not where I need to be. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That I'm fearful. And that sometimes I may be even ashamed. We've got to be honest, first of all, and say, yeah, I struggle with that. Because confession is good for the soul. It's the beginning of change. It's the beginning of being healed. It's to come to an honest place where I say, yes, I don't have it all together. There's not a one of us here that does. I can point out weaknesses in every one of us here. Everyone. But that's not my job. And I know you can point out weaknesses in my life too, because I'm more visible. But what we need to do is we need to get right with God in every area of our lives. We need to consecrate ourselves like we never have. We need to get connected with Jesus like we never have before. We need to be honest about our situation, the things that I'm struggling with, the areas of my weakness, the areas of my failure. Amen? The areas that maybe I'm stumbling in sin. Maybe there's some sin problems here tonight. And we get honest with God and we decide that I am not going to give up. I'm not going to let up until I have a breakthrough, until I am set free, until that monkey is off my back, until that fear is destroyed, it's under my feet, and I am walking in the victory of Christ in my life, and I'm going to get out of the boat to do that. Because we can all play it safe and sit in the boat. But folks, God is calling us out. He's calling every one of us out and out of ourselves. Get over yourself. Get over your problems. Get over focusing on all this and all that. Everything is broken. Everything is wrong. And say, hallelujah, I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. We can get so consumed with our needs. Come on now. Not all of us are subject to this. That we forget what we're here for. And the enemy just wants to keep you in a place where you're always focusing on your problems and what's broken and what's wrong. We need to start looking at what's good and happening. Amen? And right. And have a positive confession, because we have a God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. We have a God who is able to break any chain off your life. He can set any prisoner free. You don't have to be bound one bit. And you don't have to be bound by fear. We don't have to be in a place where we're being, what's the word? Gagged and put in the corner. The devil hates noisy Christians, by the way. That's why he's completely happy in some churches, you know. Nobody talks about Jesus. You can barely get a peep out of them and they're singing. We've got to be noisy for Jesus. Come on. But we've got to be living for Jesus first. We've got to be living right. And you know what? God's given us an opportunity right now to deal with these things. God's been speaking to some of us tonight. And it's time to deal with these things. To say, I'm not going to do one of these pop-up prayers. You know what I mean? Pop-up. But I'm going to pray through. Whatever happened to praying through? Where you don't quit until you get a hold of God and you get what you need. Jacob taught us that, didn't he? So you and I need to be tenacious, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Elijah continued to pray, sent the servant out. Amen? Kept praying. Don't see anything yet. Don't see anything yet. That was the seventh time. He saw, well, I see a little cloud the size of a man's hand. Hallelujah! There's promise, there's hope. The answer's all. He said, get ready, get ready, get ready, because it's coming. And he started running. You see, by faith, we can get a hold of that which is invisible, which is unrevealed, and bring it into the light. Bring it into reality. We can call the kingdom in and the will of God to be done. If you want to be free, you want to be free. There's these things that have been just plaguing you and you're struggling with it and struggling with it. You know what? I believe God wants His people to be free. It's getting quiet in here. I said God wants you to be free. God wants you to be free. Listen, there's some people here that need prayer. There's some people that are dealing with sickness in their body. You know, we'll believe God for healing tonight. But I also want to pray for those of you who have felt like you've just been kind of like set on the shelf. You know, you just feel like you're kind of missing out. Been on a shelf. But you really want to be activated for God. You really want to step out of the boat for God. You want to do something this year. Amen? For Jesus. You want to make a difference. You want to make an impact on this world this year. If that's you, I want you just to stand up and say, that's me. I want to make a difference this year. I want to make an impact.